each side of sports with the mighty Douglas Mpuga sitting in for Sunny. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Yahayas.
So what's on the sports menu this evening?
Well, Yahayas, we'll kick off with Afghan football.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ivory Coast is constructing a 60,000-seat stadium in time for the country's hosting of the 2021 Africa Cup of Nations. China will finance the construction. The new venue will be located in Abidjan, with work beginning next year and taking 2 years to complete. An Ivorian sports ministry spokesman has said it was a gift from China, saying the Olympic Stadium of Mbimpe with 60,000 seats will allow the hosting of high-level football, athletics and rugby tournaments. The project will also include the construction of a sports city around the stadium in the suburb of Anyama. Abidjan currently has just one ground of international standard in the 35,000-capacity Humphrey Boyne Stadium built before independence in 1960.
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. voanews.com.
In Somalia, the Somali Football Association has repeated its call for the African peacekeeping troops to leave the Somali National Stadium in Mogadishu. The 70,000-capacity stadium has been occupied by the African Union mission in Somalia for nearly a decade, preventing it from hosting any sports. The Somali FA president, Abkan Saidi Arab, told the BBC that the troops should vacate the stadium in order for it to be used for the purpose it was built for. Said Arab said Somalia had been forced to abandon their efforts to this year's Africa Cup of Nations because of their inability to play in their home ground. Despite being known as one of Africa's most modern and well-designed stadiums, capable of hosting basketball, volleyball, and even swimming in addition to football, the Somali National Stadium has barely been used because of over two decades of anarchy and civil war in Somalia. The stadium's occupiers have changed several times. In the early 1990s, American units were based there. It became a base for Ethiopian troops after they invaded Somalia between 2007 and 2009. And lastly, it became a base for the African Union mission. The Somali FA has recently started efforts to exploit the relative peace in the capital with the aim of finally seeing the return of international home matches. Now, for more sports news, let's go to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma. Mark, here's Mark.
We begin with athletics. Kenya's Emily Chebet clocked 9 minutes and 10.57 seconds to set a girls' 3,000-meter championship record at the Africa Youth Athletics Championships in Redouit, Mauritius on Thursday. Fellow Kenyan Sheila Chelagat was runner-up ahead of Uganda's Janet Chemusto. On the infield, South Africa's Yolandi Stander claimed a victory in the girls' shot put with a heave of 14.95 meters. Algeria's May Masika Miziod won the girls' pole vault with a clearance of 3.20 meters, while South African Werner Fisser won the boys' discus with a throw of 64.88 meters. Staying in Redouit, South Africa took an early lead on the medal table on the first day at the Africa Youth Championship with 2 gold and 1 silver medal. Kenya is second, followed by Algeria, then Egypt. Morocco and Uganda are tied in fifth place with 1 bronze medal each. Turning to volleyball, Ethiopia beat Uganda 18-25, 25-19, 25-17 and 25-13 at the Women's Zone 5 All-Africa Games volleyball qualifiers in Kampala, Uganda on Thursday. Egypt dismissed Burundi in 3 straight sets. In tennis, Kenyan Lawrence Karanja was voted the International Tennis Federation Wheelchair Coach of the Year for 2014. The Kenya Lawn Tennis Association revealed in Nairobi, Kenya on Thursday. The annual award goes to a coach who has contributed towards the national and international development of wheelchair tennis and players. In football, Botswana hosts Kenya in men's All-Africa Games football qualifiers in Lobatse today, Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, Rwanda welcomes Somalia in Kigali, while Ghana engage visitors Liberia in Accra. Sierra Leone and Mauritania are through to the next round after their opponents Guinea-Bissau and Libya withdrew from the contest. Finally, in boxing, Ghana's Emmanuel Tagoa fights Gilbert De Los Reyes of the Philippines for the WBA International Lightweight Boxing title in Accra, Ghana today, Friday. And
Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma reporting from Johannesburg. Thanks, Mark.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
The world's fastest man and six-time Olympic gold medalist, a sprinter, Usain Bolt, says Tyson Gray should have been banned for life. Former 100-meter and 200-meter world champion Gray was suspended for a year after testing positive for a banned anabolic steroid. The American ban could have been 2 years, but was reduced for cooperation with the U.S. anti-doping agency. Bolt called the reduced ban, in his words, the stupidest thing I've ever heard. The Jamaican is quoted as saying that he's real upset with the decision to let Gray cut a deal. The 32-year-old Gray was back in action in June 2014, and over the last year has run faster times than Bolt, the 100-meter and 200-meter world record holder.
Visit VOA's website at www.voanews.com. You can read in-depth reports from VOA correspondents around the world. You can also download audio and video files and play them on your computer or portable MP3 player. www.voanews.com. Online news for a changing world.
Records and reputations are at stake at the 2015 Virgin Money London Marathon and IAAF Gold Labor Road Race on Sunday. The race celebrates its 35th edition this year with two of the greatest elite lineups ever seen. Paula Radcliffe makes her final appearance on the course, where she pushed the bounds of female marathon running so spectacularly 12 years ago. She aims to run hard and enjoy the atmosphere one last time before receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the finish to mark her three London Marathon victories between 2002 and 2005. Like Radcliffe, Kenyan Dennis Kimeto is set to star in a men's race styled as a clash of the champions between himself and Wilson Kipsang, the former world record holder who broke the London course record last year when he won in 2 hours, 4 minutes and 29 seconds. Kimeto, who broke the 2-hour 3-minute barrier in September's Berlin Marathon, will make his London Marathon debut while Kipsang runs here for the fourth time after winning in 2012 and 2014. The two are training partners in E10 but have never faced each other over the marathon distance. Kipsang is aiming to become only the fourth man to take a hat-trick of London titles, and few would bet against him. The 33-year-old has won 8 marathons in his career, including his last 3 races. He broke the world record in Berlin in 2013 with 2 hours, 3 minutes and 23 seconds, and was crowned 2013-2014 World Marathon Majors Champion after winning the New York Marathon last November. The principal payer may dominate all the promotional material here, but they are merely the biggest names in a loaded field that includes not just the four quickest marathon runners of all time and five of the world's all-time top 10, but eight men in total who have run sub 2 hours, 5 minutes. Kipsanga and Kimeto are joined by five other strong Kenyans, including 2011 London champion Emmanuel Mutai, who ran the second fastest time ever when finishing run-up to Kimeto in Berlin last year. Eliud Kipchoge, the former world 5,000 meters champion, who won the 2014 Rotterdam and Chicago marathons, and Geoffrey Mutai, the former Boston, New York, and Berlin marathon champion, who won the World Marathon Major Series in 2012. There is also Sami Kitwara, who was second in Chicago and third in Tokyo last year, and 2014 runner-up Stanley Biwott, another sub-2-hour, 5-minute man, who returns to the London Marathon seeking to go one better in 2015. Kenenisha Bekele and Ayele Abushore have both withdrawn with injuries, meaning the Ethiopian challenge rests with the 19-year-old 2014 Dubai champion Segaye Mekanen, who was fifth last year and boasts the fastest marathon time by a major. The women's race, meanwhile, features a quartet of Kenyans billed as the Fantastic Four at the top of a lineup that contains nine runners who have completed the classic distance in under 2 hours, 22 minutes. Last year, it was two-time world champion Edna Kiplagat who sprinted to victory on the mall, beating her Kenyan compatriot and half-marathon world record holder Florence Kiplagat by just 3 seconds in the closest women's race for 17 years. The two are back this year to face the 2013 champion Priska Jipto, who dropped out with a calf problem 12 months ago, and Mary Keitan, who topped the London Marathon podium in 2011